And we're delighted to have joining us on the line, Tricia Kalu, so CEO of Wellness International at Adidas UK. Welcome, Tricia, and congratulations firstly on being a three-time winner of Britain's Healthiest Workplace, and actually the overall winner for both 2014 and 2015.
Oh, thank you.
And I guess linked to that success, of course, the brand, it would be easy for everyone listening on the call to think that that everyone associated with Adidas is a Premier League footballer or an Olympian, and you're not giving anyone else any chance of winning. Can you give us perhaps some insight first, please, into the sort of people who are actually participating in Britain's Healthiest Workplace and the sort of job roles these people actually have as a day job?
Yeah. Well, we'd probably all like to think we're Olympians, but unfortunately we're not. To be fair, the job roles of those participating were really mixed in a good cross-section of the business. So they included sort of admin back-office teams, customer service facilities, sales and marketing, and of course management. Within the sales and marketing group, we also reached out to those who were sort of field-based. Not only did we have a good cross-section around job roles, but it was well represented across the organization, starting with the MD, Gavin Thompson, and the HR director leading by example, really.
And as complex as other businesses in terms of those the workforce that you have, and on that basis, could you share with us just a little about what you put this continued success down to, and perhaps some aspects of your well-being provision that you're particularly proud of?
Yeah, and similar to David and Angela, it's similar initiatives that they spoke about, but Adidas really started a wellness center and the concept of employee health and well-being back in 1997. And initially started with a more focused cardiovascular outlook, similar to the Know Your Numbers program that Angela alluded to, and of course physical health. But year on year, by listening to our staff and understanding the workforce demographics, we introduced nutritional therapy, and that was followed by CBT and life coaching. The actual wellness center is open 5 days a week, 8 to 5. Any of the services can be just self-referred by the employee coming up to the center or through HR or their manager. There is no cost to the employees for any of these services. And the staff includes a complement of clinicians to sort of feed into all of those services. But I think the main bit here is about individuals being able to choose what was important to them in terms of health and well-being and refer into that service.
Great. So it's really interesting to hear you've broken down the barriers that stop people accessing whatever it may be there that improves their health and well-being. So you've spoken about the different range of people that were engaged with and participated in Britain's Healthiest Workplace, but actually just in absolute terms, you had 50% take-up across your population. How do you manage to secure such high take-up level?
Well, there is just already a culture within the workplace that promotes health and well-being, but as much as you've, like you said, it's more than 50% in terms of uptake, but it's not as easy as it sounds because we had to really reach out to those who are just not naturally engaged, because I'm sure, like my colleagues on this panel, as well as many other companies, there's always a cohort that's sort of difficult to get moving and get engaged. So it was sort of understanding what was really making the employees tick, what does health and well-being really mean to them, and then offering those very varied types of initiatives. Again, not costly, but just ones that would ensure that people get engaged. I think a bit that we did here really was around the education. So we had all of the services, all of the challenges, and sort of the usual things you would do. But we did a big piece around educating individuals about the importance of taking responsibility for their health and well-being, and then trying to reach into them to understand, well, what was important to them. So again, through feedback and even referring to some of our Britain's Healthiest Company reports in the previous years, just helped us to create that focus and what it might look like year on year. And I think that has helped us increase the level of engagement, as you would have seen through our statistics.
Yeah, a really good point to make, that it is just a around encouraging those people who are already engaged. It's around finding those people who are living and working with three or four different health risk factors and getting those people to engage. That's where the real win is here. And I just wanted to focus on something that perhaps the listeners wouldn't associate maybe with a sports retailer, and that's mental well-being. The scores for those at risk of mental ill health within Adidas were exceptionally low. Can you share with us, please, a little of what you've done to promote mental health within Adidas?
Yeah. Through the many years of delivering the survey, it was more and more evident that there was a need to create a balance between the physical and emotional well-being. And it was also very important to show that each aspect of the person's health wasn't dealt with in a silo, and all of the clinicians and therapists were communicating with each other. So, for example, if someone was going to the physiotherapist because they were complaining of neck or back pain, was that really musculoskeletal, or was that something a bit more? So it's about talking and engaging and, you know, understanding the person's health. We must also remember that mental health or emotional well-being can affect any age group, gender, job role, or person. And so we needed to break down that barrier, reduce that stigma around mental health, and allow employees just to come up and talk to us. What we did is say to them, we may get up in the morning and think we're stressed. Well, is that just the low mood? Is that feeling worried, or is that really stressed? Come up and speak to us. Let's just dig in a little bit and understand that and help you. We recognize that employees, we're all human beings, so we're going to bring things to the workplace that may be happening in our families, that may be happening with a loved one or other. And so how can we help them in the workplace to understand that and to take that back into their own families? So what we did is we put on site CBT coaches and life coaches 2 days a week that they can just book an appointment regardless whether it was something related to the job or not. We then also worked alongside the GPs and crisis or support centres to ensure that the employee was being well looked after.
It's interesting. It goes back to a point David made around taking that holistic view around the wider lifestyle piece, and to not just work, and but understanding that it will impact upon work and their productivity if there's any issues in home life.
Yeah.
And as a multiple winner, I guess the question has to be, where do you go next? But actually, you've seen increased scores across health screening, physical activity, and mental well-being, as just mentioned. So it feels that despite your undoubted success, actually you are still on a journey. And I guess the question is that right? And what part does Britain's Health Workplace actually play in supporting that journey?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd always be on a journey. Individuals can easily become complacent about their own health and well-being. So I don't think that journey would ever end. And as we said before, it's about keeping those who are engaged on board and trying to get those who are not engaged to sort of take responsibility. Health and well-being is something so different to each person. So what do we do now as an organization to understand that and to do something different about it? The British Healthiest Company or Healthiest Workplace reports given to us has given us the evidence to share with and to also celebrate with the staff on their successes of their hard work. So year on year, we enjoy that moment. So it's what's going to happen over the next year, and are we going to do this again? It also helps us as a business to focus on how we can behave better and how we can create new initiatives for the next year. So by no certain terms do we think that we've achieved it and we've done all that there could be. We're absolutely on a journey and will continue to be on that journey.